Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. Caribou are on the forefront of the fight against expanded oil, gas, and mineral development in Alaska. As the Trump administration looks to increase development access in the North Slope, the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, and the state's interior. An Inupiaq village on Alaska's North Slope is suing after the Trump administration removed protections for an area important to subsistence hunting. Rosemary Atongarak is the former mayor of Nooksut. She is Inupiaq. The previously protected area includes 1 million acres that Atongarak says is crucial for continued existence of an already dwindling caribou herd.
This development is in a very prime area. The southern arm of the Willow Project moves the development right to the edge of the southern corner of Teshakpuk Lake. So not only do we have impacts to the summer migration, but the spring migration. The caribou move from inland up through the tundra, up past Teshakpuk Lake into the calving grounds. And if the caribou cannot get through this area to have their imprinting with their calves being born in the areas, they're not going to come back to this area. And so for us, it's about protecting what's normally gone through this area, the migration through the generations, not only for our community, but there's 40 communities nearby that also depend on the migration through this area.
Atongarak says the action by the Trump administration goes against her community's needs. The protections of the land for caribou was an agreement and negotiations over the start of the Willow Project, a drilling operation by ConocoPhillips and Alaska's National Petroleum Reserve. She says the work associated with oil drilling is a major disruption in the pristine environment that caribou rely on.
When you have ice roads that are being created with a few feet in between and you have multiple rows, when the caribou are trying to move through these areas, it becomes very stressful for cow and calf hares. We've witnessed as the industry ramps up their activity, when the caribou are starting to move, if we don't put restrictions like making them slow down, making them caravan, making them absolutely stop to allow the herd to move through, caribou and calves can get separated. If the calves get separated from the cows and they're not rejoined, the calf has a very dim likelihood of surviving. But it's the continued stress on these animals while they're moving. In the spring, they're getting ready to move to the calving ground. And so when you're putting all of this stress while these cows are pregnant, it's not easy to get to the calving grounds with the pregnancy in good stages. So we're really worried about what this does to the health of the animals and to the health of the people who depend on these animals for feeding our families.
Atongarak says she expects increased oil development to diminish caribou numbers and cause the animals to move further away, making subsistence hunting even harder. She says the animals are more than just a big game species for outside hunters. She says caribou are one of the main elements of her people's culture. Ignoring the consequences of development puts those issues at risk.
You have to have our animals to teach our children how to harvest, how to prepare our foods, how to store our foods, how to share them amongst our generations, and how we continue to share the stories with the generations to come to prevent the hardship we have experienced in our lifetime from them experiencing them also. So we don't want to teach how to tan a hide from a book. We want to be able to prepare our caribou skins and make the crafts that we depend upon to keep our families warm in this environment with the resources that we have. Things that come from man-made are not the same and do not have the same protections as our traditional gear.
The lawsuit by the Nooksut people is one of a number of others, challenging renewed momentum to extract resources from places that subsistence animals need to survive. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.